1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, so that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified about in due time, to whom I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and don't lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want men to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without anger and doubting. Likewise also that women adorn themselves in modest clothes, with modesty and staying sober, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but, which is right for women professing godliness, with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I don't allow a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. But anyway, she shall be saved when she bears children, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with soberness.